Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious Muslim and Christian friends. We were talking at the end of last program about the divine effect of Jesus' words. And we gave many examples. He healed the leper, the paralytic, and raised the dead. And now I give you another one. Jesus calmed the storm by saying, "Quiet, be still," showing authority over nature. So to make a long story short, Jesus' supernatural words did what only God could do. I love it. The words of the historical Jesus healed the sick, forgave the sins of sinners. Because in Mark 2, when Jesus told the paralytic, "Get up and walk," Jesus told him, "Your sins are forgiven." Okay? Forgave the sins of sinners and raised the dead. Jesus' words, the ascended Jesus still speaks such words today. Why? Because he is alive. And I know that Jesus still performs miracles and heals many sick people. Okay. The eternal nature of the Word of God. My Muslim friend, this is very important issue that will help you understand that the Word of God, what does that mean? What does the Word of God mean? The eternal nature of the Word of God. Okay, let me start by saying this. When you speak, your word comes out from you, but this same word is still in you. Right? So far, so easy, huh? When you speak, your word comes out from you, but this same word is still in you. The word of God, Jesus, comes out from God, yet he still exists in God. Okay. Stay with me. I will tell you very simply, Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." You can read that in the Gospel according to John, one of Jesus' disciples, chapter 14, verse 10. Jesus said very clearly, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Jesus also said, "I and the Father are one." Very simple and very clear. I and the Father are one. You read that in John 10, verse 30. So the Word, Jesus, has always existed. Now, when you ask which came first, God or his Word, clearly, God's word is included in his essence. My Muslim friend, no one can separate God from his word. I can tell you that all Muslim theologians agree about this fact. And why it's very important to read the gospel, the New Testament, because you will understand the words of the New Testament sheds more light on the title, the Word of God, which is given to Jesus in the Bible and in the Quran. But the Quran did not explain it, but it's explained all over the New Testament. Now, the Word which was from eternity with God, is not a separate creature, but is a very uncreated God. Okay? So the eternal Word is not a being next to God or separate from God, but is of one essence with God. And of course, we'll talk about that more. But for right now, let me read to you the Word of God from the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Because the most important thing you can hear is the Word of God. In the beginning, I am reading, the Word already existed. You see? The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him. In these verses, the Bible specifies that in the beginning, before creation, the Word already existed. Jesus has been the Word of God throughout all eternity. The Word's very nature is of God, which shows that Jesus is divine. Okay. The eternal Word became human. Jesus alone is the Word of God who came to earth in human form. The Word of God became the man Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary. We read that in John chapter 1, verse 14. So the Word became human. That's what John 1 said. And made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Focus on what the gospel is stated in John chapter 1. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Now, here, very important, my Muslim friend, the Word becoming human does not mean that the Word Logos ceased to be what He was. The verb became egenito in this verse certainly does not mean the Logos changed into human, thus changing His essential nature. It means that He acquired an additional form, a human form, without it changing His essential nature in any way. To be continued next program. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, God, for Your love. Thank You for Jesus. God, we believe in Jesus, that He is our Savior. He came to die to pay the penalty for our sins. Thank You, God. My Muslim friend, if you never open your heart to Jesus and put your faith in Him, today is a good day, my friend. Just tell God, thank You for Jesus. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from You anymore, God. I believe in Jesus, that He is my only Savior from paying the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, we pray that You will equip us and open the door for us, me and my audience, to help millions of Muslims spend eternity with You through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible. So I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's grace, love, peace with you, my precious audience. If I can be of any help to you, please don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve you. Until we meet again, peace, salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.